My guest at this time is Lila Rose. She is the founder and president of the pro-life group Live Action. She joins me today to discuss legislation currently working its way through the California legislature that would make it illegal to broadcast some conversations with health providers on media outlets. Pro-life groups see this move as a direct assault on the First Amendment and a clear reaction to the recent undercover videos at Planned Parenthood facilities that show casual conversations about crunchy abortions and discussions about the price for different baby body parts. And Lila, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Is there any doubt in your mind that this legislation is directly in response to the CMP videos that came out starting about a year ago?
It's absolutely in response to the word getting out about Planned Parenthood's abusive activities, and that includes CMP's blockbuster expose exposing Planned Parenthood in California, and executives like Dr. Mary Gatter in Pasadena discussing the sale and the basically the manipulation of the abortion procedure at Planned Parenthood in order to have more sellable parts. And yeah, it's retaliation because of California legislature. There's a lot of pro-abortion lobbyists running the halls and a lot of friends of the abortion industry working at the legislature.
What exactly does the bill say?
So the bill will ultimately has penalties up to $10,000 and a year in jail for anybody who not only would film a quote-unquote confidential conversation, which has a very broad definition, with any Planned Parenthood or abortion facility or abortionist, but anyone who distributes that footage. So, for example, all the footage of Planned Parenthood executives in a public place even, but they could call it confidential because they said we didn't know we were being filmed, like a restaurant, discussing the sale of baby body parts. That means if, you know, Radio America or Fox News or even CNN were to somehow play any part of that video, they, as distributors of it and reporting on it, would also be held liable and would be up for criminal penalty. So this isn't just about the individual investigative journalist. This is about anybody on social media, anyone in print or news or broadcasting, who then goes on to publicize what the findings of the investigative journalists were. So it's an incredible assault on freedom of speech, quite frankly, and of course, freedom of the press.
Lila, so this is only related to discussions with abortion providers?
Yes, the bill is to protect abortion providers, abortion facilities, abortionists, and it's so insane, this bill coming out of California to try to quash journalism of and even reporting on abortionists, that the California Newspaper Publishers Association, the California Broadcasters Association, all these mainstream associations, even the Motion Picture Association, MPA, all of them are opposing the bill because they are saying that this is crazy. This means that if we, you know, publish any of this footage, all of a sudden we are culpable and we're going to be, you know, up for criminal penalty.
So you've got some allies that you might not normally have on this issue because it affects their work as well in terms of the media and the movie industry and so forth. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of liberals, and that means a lot of pro-choice or pro-abortion lawmakers in Sacramento. What's the read on this? Is this has already passed through the Appropriations Committee on the House side in the state of California. Is this something that, given the partisan breakdown in Governor Jerry Brown, could actually become law?
Well, this is the same state that last fall legalized physician-assisted suicide. So we do not have, you know, a right mind in California. The good news is you have people, even pro-choice supporters and Planned Parenthood supporters who work at, like, the Mercury News, a big local paper in California, saying that this is an outcry, you know, this is an outrage, and they're upset about it. And they say they also support Planned Parenthood. So I'm hopeful that common sense will prevail, but if it doesn't, and if the state legislature insists on pushing forward this unconstitutional law, it has to go to the court, and then I think appeal to the Supreme Court, because ultimately this is even pro-abortion advocates who have some integrity are saying this is crazy. You can't shut down a whole aspect of journalism just because they're reporting on the abuses of abortionists. It's just not American, it's not democratic, and it's certainly not constitutional.
We're talking with Lila Rose, the founder and president of Live Action. And Lila, obviously most of your work is focused on the life debate and the abortion debate, but some may see this as a look at how speech is being restricted across the board from a liberal perspective. Obviously, we've seen business owners with respect to their position on the definition of marriage be targeted, people losing their jobs for speaking out in a way that's not politically correct, and abortion could obviously fit into that area as well. Do you feel like there's a larger silencing, or do you see this more as just a single response to these particular types of videos?
I think it is a larger silencing, and there's been a lot of backlash, even from people who are moderates, who say that tolerance ends for the left with their own ideology, and they do not tolerate any opinions that are against theirs. So, for example, if you think abortion kills a child, which is what science and reason tells us, it's a human life that's destroyed by the act of abortion, and if you state that and you call it what it is, then all of a sudden, you know, that's hate speech. That's, you know, that's attacking abortionists to even expose that they talk about it in those terms, or to, you know, tape them talking about what they do. So, yes, it's really dangerous to see this thread in our country that's expanding, where a group of people do not think straight, are not logical, have certain ideologies, and in the name of tolerance, they're shutting down any voice that goes and comes up against them. And I think, you know, it's a full-out battle right now in our country, a battle for hearts and minds, and we need to all be fighting that battle, which is what Live Action is trying to do every day.
Lila, other than pushing back against this sort of legislation, what are you doing? What do you encourage other folks to do to fight back?
Well, a huge thing that we are working hard on at Live Action is education and long-term strategic education, because people, a lot of them just don't get it. People don't understand that some of these ideologies, the pro-abortion ideology, anti-marriage, that they're really not compassionate. They're really not tolerant. They're really not good, and they're not true. And so it's really about hearts and minds, and, you know, traditional school structures, the mainstream media, politicians, we can't count on them to tell the truth all the time. So we have to get in front of people directly. And the way that Live Action has done that is we've built the largest social media presence, 1.4 million people online that we reach regularly and beyond. And we're putting out videos exposing what abortion is. You know, we have our abortion procedures videos that have reached now over 44 million views in the last 90 days. And we are doing surveying to test that they really do change people's opinion on abortion, to see an abortion procedure animation, to actually know what happens to that child. So we need to really put the building blocks in place, Greg, so that people know the truth about abortion, what it does to the child, how it hurts women. They know the truth about abortion industry. And we give them those fundamental facts in a strategic, compelling way, and then we can win elections, and then we can, you know, change the course of the nation. But it starts one heart and one mind at a time. We encourage everyone to get involved with us at Live Action, to be part of this campaign to educate. LiveAction.org, we're on Facebook, on Twitter, and also we're building the movement to defund Planned Parenthood, and that petition is at liveaction.org/petition. Join, over 600,000 people have signed it. So we're also building a movement of people who say we have to stop the federal tax funding of this vicious ideology of abortion, and then also the abortion practice at Planned Parenthood.
So plenty of ways to get involved and be part of the effort. Lila, thank you very much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Lila Rose is the founder and president of Live Action. Again, liveaction.org, also on Facebook and Twitter and elsewhere on social media. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.